Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Happy Friday to all. This is PLR. This is The Cave Show. Abbreviated show today, so thank you for joining us. We have a lot to get into, a little bit of time to do it. Let's jump right in it. This is PLR. We're going to talk about Redskins a little bit more and his signing, and Doug Williams with some comments, and I was just hoping that Doug Williams would make. So we'll talk about that as well. Last night, I had a feeling about this game. I really did. I made it known. I said it before. I just had a feeling Dallas was going to beat New Orleans. That whole good defense beats a good offense. What worries me about Dallas is the Saints aren't exactly a great defense. They really didn't put up a lot of points. Couple calls, I'm going to armchair quarterback. They have the ball, run the ball, run time, kick a field goal, make Drew Brees, I don't care who it is, make them score 7 on you and not just 3. But a win is a win. They are in the driver's seat. They are in the controller seat. So good win for Dallas. So we will get into that. We got some scenarios coming up. If this team beats that team, and that team loses, that team, and that team beats that team, and that team loses, that team, and that team loses, and then that ranking comes out, and that ranking comes out, it basically is going to boil down to Alabama's in and Notre Dame are in, and we're waiting to see the other two teams. And we're going to settle it right here. I'm going to tell you who those other two teams are going to be before the end of the show. This show is brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco located 2901 South Alma School locally in Chandler, Arizona. That is Chandler Heights and Alma School. Get down, let them know the PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Again, let them know that PLR sent you, and they will definitely take care of you. Welcome to The Cave Show. This is PLR. Like I said, we have a lot to get into. Feel free to give a call anytime you want. 917-889-7828. Do have a caller online. I want to jump to that caller. Just real quick, just for everyone who was listening yesterday, we did it was called a dark show, and it was a dark show on accident. The show recorded, we'll put it up on the website, but for whatever reason, it did not get out to everyone, so I do apologize. Like I said, call number is 917-889-7828. All calls made via the Kerry Lackey line. Thank you for holding. This is PLR. Who do I have the privilege of speaking with?
Hey, Paul. It's Lou.
Lou, what's up, my friend? You ready for the weekend?
Yeah, yes, I am.
We're getting another month down.
Yeah. Well, I'll put it this way. What do you make of tomorrow's game between Bama and Georgia?
I think Bama wins. I think, I'm hoping Bama wins, so that way we get another team from another conference in, because we're not blind to this. If Alabama loses to Georgia, Alabama will just drop to 4. Alabama will move in, and Clemson should beat Pittsburgh. I mean, there's no getting around that. They should handle Pittsburgh very well, very easily. So if Clemson wins, then what are we? The same thing we had last year. Two SEC teams, along with Clemson, and then Notre Dame, because Notre Dame is in no matter what. Undefeated Notre Dame is the ratings bonanza. There's no scenario that we'll leave an undefeated Notre Dame out of the mix. So I'm hoping, amongst hope, that Alabama wins this game. That throws a big win everything. Then who gets in? Is it Oklahoma? Is it Ohio State? I think they're going to punishment for what happened. early this year, and they will somehow leave them out of it.
Do you think it's going to be a close game tomorrow, or do you think it's going to be a blowout, though?
I don't think it'll be a blowout, but I don't think it'll be close, if that makes any sense. I think Alabama will keep them at arm's length. I don't foresee this being like some 55-10 game, but I see like a 35-20 type game. Here's my question for you. So my four in that I think will be Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Oklahoma. But let me ask you this, Lou. What if this happens? What if Alabama wins convincingly, right?
Yeah.
And we know Notre Dame is in. What happens if Clemson loses? What happens if Ohio State loses? And what happens if Oklahoma loses?
Then maybe UCF gets in?
You would think. See, I think no matter what, they won't do it. But it's fun to speculate.
Getting the raw deal again.
Yep. In other words, a two-loss team will get in before a playoff team. I mean, we'll get in before an undefeated team. Yep. Yep. Your Cowboys?
Yeah.
Found a way. That defense found a way. I had a sneaky feeling about this. I like the way, I like the challenge that Dallas has set forth for themselves.
What gave you the idea that they were going to win, though? I mean, you know, was there something that, what did you know?
Defense provides enough. Getting to Drew Brees is tough just because he lets the ball go so fast and he's not a ball holder. But their defense is good through the middle, and you're going to get in his face and you're going to bother him. And their corners and their back end, to me, can do just enough to keep Michael Thomas and those other guys busy until Drew Brees can't hold the ball any longer to get it to him. And I just had a feeling about the way that Dallas Cowboys style-wise play. Now, I thought one thing they would do would be able to possess the ball and keep Drew Brees off the field. And that they did, big time. Now, I don't think giving a ball to Zeke Elliott too much is ever too much. I definitely want to, and I definitely agree. Monday morning or Friday morning quarterback this, when the game was coming down to the end, you put Dak in a shotgun, and I don't understand why. Run the ball with Zeke. I understand it was like 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5.
Yes.
You make New Orleans take that last timeout, and you kick the field goal if he doesn't get it. If he doesn't get it, you kick the field goal. Now, what you're saying to Drew Brees is you have to get a touchdown on me. The way they played it, they played that like they were in fear of Drew Brees coming down, getting a touchdown. And the way it turned out, and they got fortunate, but the way it turned out was they basically gave him a field goal then to tie it, and I didn't like that call. I didn't like it. I think there's a time to be gutsy, and there's a time to use common sense, and I don't think common sense was used there. What, did you like that call? Did you like putting Dak in the shotgun when you have Zeke back there to run the ball?
That might have been a little controversial.
And it's not, because what happened? They won the game.
That's right.
So, but listen, let's get to these picks. Let's do these picks.
Yes,
I don't know if you ever got an abbreviated show today. Let's get this rolling. The Cardinals go up to Green Bay, and they're going to play in freezing rain.
Packers.
I think the Cardinals lost this game once they boarded the plane to get to Green Bay. Ravens go down to Atlanta.
Ravens.
No, I think the Falcons pulled this out. I don't know why, but I got a sneaky feeling, especially with the rookie quarterback playing on the road for the very first time. I know the environment won't be quote-unquote hostile, but not sure about that. Denver goes to Cincinnati. Mind
Bengals.
You, Andy Dalton's done for the year. Okay, I'm going with the Broncos on this one. Rams go into Detroit, into Motown.
Rams.
Bills go down to Miami.
I've been impressed with Miami this year. I'm taking them.
I'm with you, too. Panthers go into Tampa.
I'm going to go with Panthers.
I'm with you on that one. Colts go into Jacksonville.
Oh, Colts. I mean, Jaguars are just a dump.
They're a dumpster fire, and they're playing Cody Kessler. That says, well, the Browns, who are winning lately. Remember, Lou, I said the Browns were going to win about 7 and 8 games, be 7 and 9 or 8 and 8. Very sneaky. They're 4-6-1. I may have been on to something. I don't know. But they go on the Texans. The Texans are red hot. They won 8 straight. Who are you with in this one?
Wait, oh, it's the Browns against who again?
The Texans, who are 1-8 straight.
Gotta go Texans.
I'm going with, give me the Browns. Jets go into Tennessee to play the Titans.
Yeah, I have to go with Tennessee on this one.
I'm with you, too. The Jets are just no good, but isn't it funny? Because the Jets used to be the Titans a long time ago.
I was
going to
say
that. First began. The Chiefs go into Oakland.
Kansas City.
Yeah. Vikings, Patriots.
Patriots.
49ers going to Seattle, play the Seahawks.
Seahawks, definitely.
Yeah, definitely a winner. And then the Sunday night game, the Chargers and the Steelers in Pittsburgh.
I think I got to go with the Chargers on this.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh because they don't really have two bad games and minus no Melvin Gordon for this week. So I'll take the Steelers in this one. Monday night game, Redskins go to Philadelphia to play the Eagles.
Tough one here. It's a critical game for both teams. But I think I'm going to go with the Redskins on this one.
I'm going to take the Eagles. And as a Dallas Cowboy fan, I think that might be very good for you. Because then that will give a clear-cut lead to your Cowboys. Because if both teams are at 500, that's very good for you. And in the last game that we did not pick, the Bears come to New York to play the Giants.
My brother's going to be at that game, and he's a Bears fan, so I think I better go with the Bears.
Good pick. I'm going to go with the Bears as well. So, those are your picks. That's what's happening. Lou, tell everyone how they can get a hold of you on your show, please.
All right. You can dial tomorrow night the Enhanced Sports Show. The number is 605-562-0444. Pin number is 261-25561, and then pound. Then the operator may have to ask you to dial for another one. To get the access in. So if you follow those instructions very carefully, you shouldn't have any trouble getting in. And that's at 6 o'clock Eastern time.
You got it. Thanks a lot, my friend. Hopefully you have a good weekend, and we'll get with you Monday.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, buddy.
This is Elliot Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the cave with PLO.
Talk a little hoops. First, thanks, big time to Lou, good friend of the program. Always good to catch up with him. So I've heard everything with the Phoenix Suns here. And I'll be at the game tonight. I'm going to ask a few people that I know that I trust in knowing about basketball and about sports. Doesn't mean I agree with them all, but I'm going to ask. And I mess up this young man's name, and I apologize in advance. Frank Ntilikina, point guard with the Knicks. Markelle Fultz. Markelle, the number one pick in the draft last year, point guard with Sixers. These are all possible destinations that are being thrown about to land, or possible players, rumored to possibly land in Phoenix. Help cure the Suns' point guard woes. To be honest, I don't want either one of them. I don't. I feel really bad about what's happening to Markelle Fultz with this hiccup or this glitch or this whatever you want to call it. I feel bad for him. Definitely wouldn't wish that on anyone. I don't know if Frank Ntilikina could play. So here's my deal. Unless you're going to go out and get John Wall, someone who's proven they can play the point guard position, roll with Elie Okobo. See what he can do. See how he can grow. There's an article on sportscave.com. Cave is always with the K. It talks about maybe now it's his time to go. You waived Isaiah Cannon. Just roll with him at this point. I mean, why not? It's, you know what? It comes a point where losing becomes your DNA. I said the Suns will win 31 games. And until they get to win or loss 52, I'm saying they're going to win 31 games. But it's getting tough, guys. It's getting real tough to see that happening. I keep hearing, oh, draft, tank for Zion, tank for Zion, tank for Zion. Pass him the ball. How long do you have a fan base if you're going to go on 8-9 years without making the playoffs? And let me ask you this question. If things stayed the same, and the only thing that changed, the Sun add super rookie Zion Williams to this team, if that's the only thing that changes, is this a team that can – do you know how special – you have to be as a rookie to propel a team to the playoffs. Let's say worst case scenario happens and Golden State loses KD. You do realize this team once won a title without KD. Just want to make sure everyone understands this. Steph is locked. Draymond is locked for another year. Klay has already made it clear that he wants to come back. Playing well this year. Denver's playing great this year. Minnesota's playing good now that they're under the Jimmy Butler, no longer under the Jimmy Butler shadow. The Lakers have LeBron. I don't see another A-list superstar going in to subjugate themselves in their game to play behind LeBron. But as long as he's there, they're going to be battling for playoff spots. San Antonio's there. All Doc is coaching the Clippers like he used to coach the Orlando Magic. Just a bunch of guys who are going to play hard and win games and win some games that they shouldn't win and win games that they're supposed to win. OKC, Sovchek is going to have to come back eventually, even though I'm learning that he's had a setback and he may not be back as soon as we thought. So who are the Suns' job? Dallas is playing better. They're playing stronger. Who do they jump? Who does that one rookie make them jump? Nobody. You need a point guard. Oh, well. We'll get more into that later. Great game last night between Golden State and Toronto. This is the preview. I said this when the season started, and I'm not budging off this. The Raptors with Kawhi is the best team in the East. They can score. They can defend. And you now have a finisher. All that Kawhi's not a leader. Kawhi's not this. Kawhi's not that. Idiocy. Kawhi is all that. Here's what I don't understand. Before Kawhi got hurt or whatever happened in San Antonio happened, we talked about Kawhi being the second or third best player in the NBA. Did we all forget that he can still play? So he's back, and he's dealing. And Kawhi can give you everything you need to win. Toronto's better than Philly. Toronto's better than Milwaukee. You go ahead and trust Milwaukee's outside shooting if you want to. And I know how upset Kyle Lowry was to see his buddy DeMar DeRozan go. But Kawhi is so much better for him. And you can equate this all you want to a whole bunch of other scenarios. Date that hot girl that loves to party. Oh, she wants to party. She wants to go out. You're spending a whole bunch of money at clubs, a whole bunch of money on drinks. But you're always like, something's off. Something's not right. And you find that girl that you marry. Everything is cool. Everything is good. Everything is balanced. That's what you look for. Next week we have a loaded show. We'll know who's going where in bowl games. We'll know what's going on with everything. We will be ready to share all of that. And can't wait. Know who's coming here for the Fiesta Bowl. Know who's coming here for the Cheez-It Bowl. Know where ASU is going for sure in their bowl game. Have a whole bunch of bowl listings. Be able to talk about Suns after this weekend of games. See what happens in the NFL this week because we're coming down to it. But it's Friday, everyone. Thank you for joining. Great week. Make sure you follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, fan page at SportsCave. SportsCave.com. Check out all the articles. Remember, Cave is always with a K. You get me directly at PLR on Sports, on Twitter, on the Twitter. All calls made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Thank you all so much. I appreciate you taking the time. Spending it with me, get ready for your weekend. Enjoy. Until Monday, everyone have a great, great day. And a great weekend. This is PLR, this is the Game Show.